when a man and a woman get married, they got to realize that your wife is never going to be like you, and she's got to recognize that you ain't never going to be like her. So when she starts trying to change you to be like her, that's an impossible task. And when you start trying to change her, that's an impossible task. She is an individual, you're an individual. You need to learn to love each other with that individuality. So that's when people tell me, and I've got a couple different phone calls this last week from pastors that want to talk to me that are having marriage troubles. Isn't that sad? Thurman called me, my wife and I are having problems, and I need an hour of your time. Now, pastors, now this is not just average run-of-the-mill guys. These are men that are standing in a pulpit. And I think to myself, God, what do I have to do to have a great day with my wife today? When I get up in the morning, am I upset with her to start out with and I'm going to read her the riot act and demand her do things? Or am I going to get up and say, honey, I love you. I'm going to have a good day today. I don't care whether she gets up early or late or what she does. When she does get up, I'm going to have a good attitude when she calls. Maybe she calls in the afternoon. Maybe she calls and I'm out working on the tractor down there or something. When she calls, I know her phone number and I said, this is the tractor factory. How can I help you? Or the mule barn or something, you know. Depends on what I'm doing, you know. Hey, I can have fun in life, can't I? Yeah. I mean, what is it that's going to determine, I don't care what I'm doing or how dirty I'm getting or how hard the work is, what's going to determine whether I have a good day today or not? Me, my attitude toward what I'm doing. Now, I can be miserable, you know, I mean, just like today, I took and put two, they wasn't new, but they were good tires, the tires that were on the front of my old 3400 Ford tractor. They had really gotten in bad shape. They'd been on there for 20 years. They were used, of course, when I put them on there. And so, but a tractor, you don't drive very fast, you know, from zero to 20 mile an hour on the road is when I do road it. So you don't have to have a very good tire. So, but the two tires got to where they won't stay up. And so I went down and took the two tires off and brought them over here and took the tires off. And went out and found a couple more that was about the same size. It wasn't exactly the same, but they were 16-inch. And I thought, for a tractor, no big deal. They were fairly decent. Put them on there, but they were a much lower and wider tire. But I never even thought about it. And it was pretty good chore to put them on there. I sweated. There's a couple times Bruce said, I'd be sitting over, sweat dripping off. And he said, Thurman, you okay? I said, yeah, I just got to take a little break. I mean, you know, when you work with those tire tools and hammers and everything else, and it's work. And so I finally got them both done, both were changed, both one put on there, got them aired up. They didn't leak and anything. And I ran, got some parts, and come back and checked the air pressure. Both of them is exactly where I left them. So I throwed them in my pickup, ran down to the field house, went to throw the first one on there. And when I started to bolt it up, I realized that wider tire was dragging the spindle. It ain't going to work. Did I fuss? Nope. I said, okay, Lord, I got to find another tire. So I brought them back over here and broke one of them down and left it on the little deal that I break them down with. Had to pull and get it off. I said, now, Lord, I could be all upset about this and I could grumble and complain, or I could say, Lord, thank you for providing me with a low-priced tire. And thank you, Lord, for keeping me in good shape, huh? Buffing me up. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for letting me be strong. And, of course, after all that work, I came in and this afternoon, and I told Cheryl, I said, walked in and kind of hugged her and gave her a kiss and everything. She said, what are you fixing to do? I said, I'm going to have a glass of iced tea. She said, oh, I'll come up to the kitchen and have one with you. So she came up there, and I had the ice cream out, and I had a little ice cream and peaches and some pecans on it. And then, of course, when I went and did some other things and came back, when I walked in to take a shower a while ago, I took my clothes off, walked by the mirror, and I looked, and I said, uh-oh, that thing's hanging out a little too far. Some of you know what I mean, right? I mean, what is that ice cream? You have to work a lot to keep that thing sucked in if you eat ice cream a lot. So I said, uh-oh. I drew it in, but I looked at, uh-oh. I said, man, I got to sucked that in. I said, Lord, I guess I'm going to start doing more hard work and quit so much ice cream. So anyway, but who's going to determine whether I have a good day or not every day? Me, that's exactly right. You know, are we going to have trials and tests and problems and complications every day? Of course. Now, you can either grumble and complain or we can have a good day, right? Yeah. Or we're going to have a good day from now on, right? We are going to try. Anyway, I had a great day today. But now then, we're looking for this virtuous and capable wife. She is worth more than precious rubies. Wow. And I'm telling you, when you find this girl, you can find a girl, a woman. God can send you the right woman. And it be the right woman, and still you can ruin it, and you can have a bad day, and you can have enough bad days that finally she goes her way or you go your way. And if you've been married very long, usually if you started out young, usually there's children involved in this thing. And now then, you've got a major problem. And that it is a major problem today. And who was at fault? We were. You know, can we make a decision regardless of what your mate does? If she wakes up with a bad day, and does girls ever wake up with a bad day? Sure they do. Oh, yes, they do. They wake up with a bad day once in a while, maybe not very often. But do we ever wake up with a bad day? Absolutely. We have them too. And when we have them, what do we have to do? We have to look past that and say, hey, Lord, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to get upset with my mate. I'm just going to walk in love. And if we do, we can be married 5 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years, and then one day go on to be with Jesus and have one mate our whole life until death. Is that right? Is that God's plan? Yes, it is. Today, not very many people make that. But we're looking for this wonderful, virtuous, and capable wife. And there's some of them out there. And when you find her, she is worth more than precious rubies. Now, verse 11 and 12. Her husband can trust her. You know what kind of a privilege it is to be able to go out of town on a business trip knowing that while you're gone, your wife's not out looking for another man? Do you know there's a lot of women that you can't trust them? There's a lot of them. But did you know the reason a lot of those women can't be trusted? Because they know their husbands can't be trusted. He's out of town, and they know what's on his mind when he's out of town. He's running around with some other woman. Now, here a few years ago, Cheryl and I had the privilege to deal with a special case. This man was a businessman. He was a traveler. And they had been married for many years and had, I don't know, 2, 3, or 4 children, whatever it was. And she loved him with all of her heart. And they started coming to our ministry. And he heard me teach these things about not being right when he goes out of town, running around with his wife, and that put him under a curse and causes sickness and disease to come into his life. He came up and talked to me about that. He said, Thurman, I've done those things. And I said, well, shame on you. He said, I didn't think there was a problem. I said, now look, you must not have went to a church that taught God's word very well, or you didn't read it at all yourself. Well, yeah, he was too interested in the business world. He's trying to make $1 million. He was a big executive for some big corporation, and he done quite well, I will have to say. He done well. He provided for his family well. But when he confessed his sin, he said, I have got to tell my wife my sin and ask her to forgive me. And he said, now that I know it's wrong, I'll make her a promise. I'll never do it again. He told her. Do you think it broke her heart? Oh, my lands, did it break her heart. She thought all this time, this wonderful husband that loved her, that her and him had these children together and everything, she thought she was the only woman in his life. And she was one of about a dozen. I mean, when she found it out, and they come over to our house and talk to us a few times. One night we were over there, we were talking about how they had to forgive. You know, I mean, this is hard. And she's talking about how she's got to forgive. And then I'm talking about how, you know, different things they've done. And she said, yeah, and when we moved here, we had to go to Phoenix. And when he said the word Phoenix, she just blew up. That's where you slapping one of those girls. Oh, man, she just blew up. She blew her cork. You know, it brought a woman to her mind that she knew that her husband had been to bed with. And she hated it. And, of course, I don't blame her. I would have hated it, too. Now, they had all kinds of problems in that marriage. And they finally left this area and went to up in the northeast somewhere. And I have lost touch with them, so I don't know what has happened. They're still together? Praise the Lord. Yeah, so, I mean, it's something, but it broke her heart. It broke her. But he now knows, and he says, I will never, ever. I didn't realize how bad this was in God's sight. And so he said, I'll promise you, I will never run around on you again. Never. And as far as I know, he never has. So, but a husband can trust his wife, and of course it should be that the wife can trust the husband. This is the way it should be. And she will greatly enrich his life. Now then, if you have a good woman, she can greatly enrich your life. She can make your life so wonderful, make coming home so beautiful. And a man that's got a woman like that, hey, he likes to be at home. You know, I like to be at home with my honey bunny. You know, I mean, some guys will say, I'm glad I work 14 hours a day. I said, why? I said, because I don't like listening to my wife complain. You know, now, isn't that awful? Well, you know, somebody needs to tell this girl, you know, so that she can do things the way God says. So he'll love to be at home with her. And this is something that people don't talk about a lot. You know, if there's something that you don't like, you know, I challenge you, all of you, once in a while, both either the man or the woman, if you're married to someone, ask them, what could I do that would make your life better? You know, ask that. And then be ready for anything, because you never know what they might say, you know. And so there may be some little insignificant something that doesn't mean nothing to you, but it may mean a great deal to your mate, you know. So ask them, you know, is there anything I could do that would make your life more wonderful?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.